The musical She Loves Me originally opened on Broadway in 1963 with a star-studded cast that included Barbara Cook, Daniel Massey, and Jack Cassidy that went on to inspire such films as The Shop Around the Corner, In the Good Old Summertime, and You've Got Mail. She Loves Me is now running at the Rep in Albany through Christmas Eve. It tells the story of two bickering co-workers, George Novak, played by Michael McCrory Ross, and Amalia Bawish, who is played by Julia Burroughs, who have a secret. Each is exchanging letters to a potential mate found through a Lonely Hearts Club. It is a great pleasure to welcome Michael and Julia to the roundtable this morning. How are you both?
We're great.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Is there anything I need to correct in the intro?
My last name is Rose, and it was going to eat at me all day long, so thank you for that in.
I was going to say something too.
Like the Rose like the flower.
Mm-hmm. I saw you exchange a glance.
Really? That's amazing.
Which is why I asked that question.
This guy's good.
But not that I'm blaming anyone, but that's what it said in the press release.
Let's blame somebody. That's always more fun when we can blame somebody. So
all right.
Bring him or her in here.
Again. It's nobody's fault but my own, right? It's a delight to have you both here. Thank you very much for coming in. I saw the show when it was back on Broadway. It was two seasons ago, I guess. And
yeah.
It was at the Studio 54, and my goodness, what a lovely, lovely show.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, from my understanding, I guess, is it your understanding that this is a show that has been around a while but is sort of being found again?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that it's not done more. It's such a wonderful, beautiful show, and so fun, and the music is absolutely wonderful. But yeah, it's definitely picked up in the last couple years.
That's terrific. And do you have anything to attribute that to, besides that it's lovely?
Well, I mean, I think that the production that they did at the Roundabout that you saw was really top-notch, really wonderfully mm-hmm. directed, and beautiful physical production, aside from a great cast. So I think it got, you know, regional theaters re-interested in it. The truth is, I think, and we're sort of finding this doing the show in November and December, it's this amazing holiday musical,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
though, you know, it certainly stands up, I'm sure, in March or April. But, you know, it's all this sort of action of the show takes place in the months and weeks leading up to Christmas Eve. And the show sort of culminates in that. And, you know, from the set that gets slowly decorated for Christmas, and certainly a lot of the songs are sort of leading towards that. So it's been really fun to experience this holiday season with that going on in the action in the play.
Now, how did the two of you come to these roles? Just the old-fashioned way? We rehearsed, we auditioned, and we got the role.
Yeah. My agent called me in for an audition. I definitely had my eye on this role.
Okay.
It's definitely a dream show of mine. I've always wanted to play Amalia. But yeah, my agent called me in to audition, call back, got it. And it's been a pleasure to work on it.
I always ask this question and thinking that one day someone will tell me like this fantastic story about how they got the job. And then they go, no, I auditioned and I got it. Isn't a bad way of getting
put
it,
put my
by
work
the way.
In, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, well, mine is a little different in that I had done a play up here. I mean, Julie's worked up here too. Mm-hmm. I did a play here a few years ago called How Water Behaves by Sherry Kramer, and a wonderful play. And I knew Maggie at that time, but worked with her. She's our director, Maggie Cahill, and she worked in a producerial capacity at that point, but I got to know her. And when I came up to do a press event for A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder tour that was going to be at Proctor's, I came and sang some songs from that show. She happened to be at it and sort of found out that I was a singer, you know, as well as an actor. So she, you know, asked me to consider doing this and, you know, sing for her. And, you know, the rest is now Albany theater history.
That's right. You've been doing this for a little while. What has the audience reaction been?
They've really loved it.
Yeah, no, they're great. I mean, but last night was especially fun. We had this talkback last night, which I guess they do sometimes.
Yeah.
Where, you know, one show in the that'll be the talkback night.
I always ask actors about this because I've noticed that there are, and it's just so you know, it's about 50-50. Some people love them, some people hate them.
Yeah, well, like some people, audience members or actors.
Actors.
Yeah. Well, it is funny. So I always sort of joke that it's actually the talkback is really a time for people to not so cleverly disguise, you know, comments as questions. You know, but
right.
Fortunately, there wasn't a lot of that last night. It was great.
Actually,
you know,
not at all.
You know, everyone just had really lovely things to say. And I mean, the thing about the people who come to Capitol Rep is that you know, certainly I'm sure there's first-time people, but they have this loyal fan base and subscriber base who see all these shows. And so, you know, they've, you know, just had such nice things to say about this particular production and this particular show, I suppose, in relation to, you know, other things they've seen, you know, over the last 10 years, you know, 15 years. So it was, I don't know, we were all kind of left with warm fuzzies.
Yeah, it was
because they
really
were so
precious.
Touched, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. They said they were blown away to find this kind of show in Albany.
That's
and they
great.
Were very touched by it.
Yeah, that's very nice. Because usually it's sort of they start off by saying, when I had my heart attack in 78,
exactly.
You know, that kind of thing.
Right, exactly, you know. Exactly.
And you don't quite know what to do.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. I started it off by saying that. So that's, I scooped them.
Were you even born in 78, just out of curiosity?
No, but you know, I'm just, yes and, okay? We're just, we're improv here.
So did talk about the music. Talk a little bit about the songs that are in the show, because they're all great numbers. There's some great stuff in the show.
Julia should talk about that, because she sings some of the best songs and sings them so beautifully.
Thank you, Michael. The music is wonderful.
You said that in a way that seems like you're going to get back at them later.
That's our relationship is about. Yeah. You know, the music is wonderful, and I think what's so interesting about this show is you really get to know all the leading characters very well. There's so many solos as opposed to ensemble numbers, which there are, but you really get to know the characters through them and the classics. He sings some wonderful ones. She Loves Me, Tonight at 8, and of course my favorite, Vanilla Ice Cream, is just one of those brilliant pieces of music that every soprano dreams to sing.
Very, very good stuff. So when you look at the when did you start rehearsal on it?
About a week ago. No. We're still rehearsing. So yeah, was it 31st?
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah,
yeah,
which is pretty typical
Halloween.
For a regional,
sure.
You know, contract. You know, you're about 3 weeks rehearsal.
It's amazing what you can get done in that time. It seems so short, but especially this show, we got so much done in those 3 weeks. We really got to expand and have really great conversations about the show. Thanks to Maggie, our director, we really. The time expanded in those 3 weeks, really.
And, you know, people say often that, like, the secret to good directing is really good casting, and I think that's something Maggie is quite strong at. Mm-hmm. You know, and she hired people who, you know, what's great about, I guess, Albany is that it's so proximate to New York City. You can get a lot of people, you know, willing and eager to come up here and work for, you know, whatever it is, 8 weeks. So, you know, she got, you know, great people who were totally on their game, particularly Julia. Not so much me, but I'm slowly getting there. But, you know, and then also some, you know, great local actor. David Gerard comes to mind.
Oh my gosh,
I mean, a great local actor,
yeah.
You know, from the Troy, Albany area. And
Mark De La Concha.
Yeah, exactly. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, the casting, I think, was really great in this one.
Yeah.
When you do a show like this that is kind of holiday in theme, is there sort of a built-in comfort that people have that they come in just with a different set? When you were saying, this struck me as you were saying that we came in and we had time to discuss the show. I guess I'm interested in what kind of discussions you have. I mean, it's not like it's a, you know, a heavy drama, but there's stuff to figure out.
Yeah, we were talking about this last night at the talk back, but we actually got to sit down at a table and really thoroughly discuss the characters, discuss the time, 1933, Budapest, what was going on at that time. The unemployment rate was skyrocketing at that time, and a big thing, how the show starts is Amalia comes in, and Hammerschmidt has closed, and she really needs a job, and there's no other choice but to get this job, because unemployment was up so high at that time. And so just the history, what was going on at that point, to really set up our characters and make it really real, telling a story.
The realness of that story, as I mentioned in the introduction, there are a lot of versions of this, incarnations of the story. It's sort of the time-honored. I mean, it's almost sort of a Cyrano story, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. I actually thought, is it possible this is, did Shakespeare do this? You know, but he didn't. But it feels in some ways kind of like that, because it's been replicated in so many ways. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know, the original is, as you said, Parfumery. But yeah, no, there's something about this story that obviously is fertile, you know, and a lot of people want to find, have wanted to find ways to, you know, tell it in a slightly different context.
Mm-hmm. The slightly different context is this beautiful musical, and that I would assume fits wonderfully on the space at Caprap.
Yeah, every time I always think everything must fit wonderfully there because that mm-hmm. three-quarter thrust is so unique. I mean, mm-hmm. it's sort of, for people who have seen things at, you know, the Mitzi Newhouse and Lincoln Center in New York, it kind of reminds me of that, you know? And when you're on the stage, it feels the audience is very much a character. In fact, you know, when you're in a proscenium stage, you know, so that's sort of a traditional stage, you're constantly or often trying to find ways to connect with the audience because they're so far away. Mm-hmm. Whereas this, it's sort of the opposite. It's a fishbowl effect, which is great because then you are just concerning yourself with the people you're on stage with and telling the story and not trying to reach the mm-hmm. people that you're fearful are, you know, 100 yards from you. You know, and might not be getting it. So I love that about Caprap is
that
they're right there, mm-hmm. you know, and you're aware of that, you know, the whole time.
What's next for the two of you? What's next for you?
Oh, let's see. For the holidays, which will be great. So I'll mm-hmm. take that week off. We close on Christmas Eve, December 24th. So yes. I will head back home to New York City. Yeah. And then January is, some concert work, which I'm looking forward to, both in New York and down in Key Largo, and then which is exactly where one wants to be in January and February. I've learned. I'm a Southern California kid. Oh, as is Julia.
As am I.
Yeah. So
good scheduling.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and then I'm actually, you know, I love theater so much, but I am starting to do a little more television stuff. So I'm hoping to, you know, maybe get some pilot action happening in February. You know, that's kind of like the time. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
These are what we call
pilot action.
I was going to say pipe dreams, but so, you know, that's sort of the plan. But what is it, that book, The Secret? Just put it out there. Uh-huh. I'm giving thanks for
that's
my,
right.
For
that's
my
right.
Pilot.
Yeah, I'd say I'm.
What are you doing, Julia?
I'm doing the same thing. Next for me, I do have a PBS movie musical coming out soon. It's an original by Tim Janis, starring Dick Van Dyke, that I got to co-star with. And so that was really fun. I've worked on that the last 2 years. So that'll be airing soon, hopefully. We haven't gotten a date yet, but it's called Buttons. So that'll be really exciting because I'm just starting to get into film and TV work.
Okay, so what is it? Okay, tell us Dick Van Dyke stories.
Okay, so I actually only had one day of work with him.
Okay.
And it was fantastic.
They took
us out to LA. Okay.
He did our show like whenever his book came out, maybe 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't have been lovelier. Just an amazing guy. Gave us, I don't know, 8 hours. I don't know. Just sat here to tell stories.
So gracious.
Yeah.
So jolly. At 90 years old, he still walks into the room and has everybody laughing and on their feet. He literally came to the set, and it was the first day that we were working with him, and I was in there holding a baby. I play the mother. And he came in, and he goes, "Oh, what a beautiful morning." And he starts dancing and has everybody laughing. And he's like, "Hey, what's going on?" He was so lovely to work with. It couldn't have been a more magical day.
Yeah, people are legends for reasons,
yeah,
aren't they?
It's true. Yeah. They light up the room. They just have that energy about them and that spark. When you talk to them, you're just on fire.
And it's great you get an opportunity to be around that.
Yeah, it was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity working on that movie.
Well, congratulations to you both, and I hope the future work goes wonderfully. But in the meantime, you have this terrific production, which is at The Rep in Albany. It's She Loves Me. It plays through Christmas Eve. You can find out more by going to capitalrep.org, capitalrep.org. Michael McCorry-Rose and Julia Burrows, both with us this morning, and we thank you both. Have a beautiful holiday season, and thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thanks for
thank
having
you.
Us.
Great pleasure. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.